So make sure you sign in, and we will get started on April 9th, PPC meeting. We need to review and approve the minutes from our February meeting. Anybody want to second that? All those in favor? Okay. We are going to start with Mr. Hoover. He always comes. If you are new to our group, usually in April, one of our jobs is to review the student discipline policy and to gather feedback from our staff. So I'm going to let him explain, and then we will talk about the form and when we want to have all of that due. Do you guys have any questions about what you're going to take back to your buildings? It can be questions, wording changes, suggestions, feedback concerning what's currently in policy. And then, like Mr. Hoover said, we kind of go line by line, which is why it's nice to be in a Google form, because when we pull it out in sheets, then we can see, you know, everybody's comment as opposed to taking it straight from maybe one building and, like, you trying to gather all of their feedback. So this allows them to put any questions that they have. Any suggestions or anything like that, and then we can look at each of them individually, because we've had some really good discussions and some little tweaks and changes over the last couple of years. So does the 19th sound good for getting that back? Okay, perfect. And then we will talk about that after there. Okay. Number four was just kind of a general question. It's come from a couple of different people. About just if we were maybe possibly getting a raise or what yes. That kind of looked like. So I just put it out there as a general.
No, we are. And so
okay, so we will wait for Dr. Schwanhauser, and then if not, then we'll come back to Tanya. All right, Haley. Personal policies shall include, but are not limited to, the following terms and conditions of employment. And then shall include, but are not limited to, the following terms and conditions. I did link the piece in there. Tanya, did you want to say anything to that one?
So as far as I have not, I would probably need to get clarification from ASBA on that, from the attorney at the ASBA office, to see if that's a requirement. I know we've never had them, and to my knowledge, we've never had them. Yeah, and it was just added, and so ASBA is the one that sends out those model policies, and so I would want to get clarification from him if it is a requirement or not. But I can certainly do that and bring that next time to find out.
Is there a reason we wouldn't want to have that in place?
That's up to you all. And so my opinion is it could restrict you. You would probably want some things in there, like some people in bylaws, they might put in meeting dates, election process, things like that. I think you all do a pretty good job of sharing that information. Some people will put in bylaws when they can be reviewed and changed. That could be a restriction. It's really just up to this group. But I will get clarification from Mr. Harder.
I think that might be the only kind of, like Tanya said, there might be a restrictive piece to it. Like her example, whenever we were speaking was, you know, if we set that PPC will always meet on, you know, the second Tuesday of the month, and then we decide we don't have to meet it for anything, but we have it in policy, stuck to it. So could be helpful in some places and then could be a little restrictive in others. So kind of like half a dozen in one way, six in another. So is there a specific piece that you're wanting, like, for that, or did you have, like, an ask in there?
I kind of just feel like bylaws are kind of a structure thing.
A structure.
And I like structure. So,
like that box.
And I feel like this committee is really important, and we represent a lot of people. And so I think that kind of thing is a positive, and it protects us. So.
Any thoughts or questions from the group? Well, if there's a piece that you want to add in there, you know, it's always open for our group to take and look at. So it's always an option. Man, we are moving. Okay. So Dr. Schwanhauser, do you want to jump in? We are one past your question.
We skipped yours just to wait on you.
Please.
You're welcome.
This is even more exciting. Okay, so we're going to add 4.8% to the base. And so let's take a beginning teacher salary as an example. We would take the first cell, so a teacher who comes in with 0 years experience, and multiply that times 4.8%. And what we'll get is about $2,500. So we will add $2,500 to every cell in that lane. Okay, so it'll be 4.8% for the first cell, maybe 4.78% for the second cell, 4.76%, but that flat amount we add to every cell. And so it'll be 4.8% to the base, capped at $2,500. And as it turns out, when you look at our license salary schedule, Anyone who's on the licensed salary schedule, that's going to be a $2,500 raise. And for our classified staff, take office assistant one as an example, multiply that base times 4.8%. I think it's 83 cents per hour. So then we'll add 83 cents per hour for every cell. That'll get us to about a $5.1 million increase in our expenses for next year for salary and benefits. So we've only got to raise about $200,000 more dollars if anyone's got some change in their pocket. But my hope is what I expect that will happen is that my experience with Mr. Grieve is that when he anticipates an increase, that he's very conservative, as we must be. So I anticipate that the increase will cover the full cost of the raise. So, yes.
Is that going to be for the start of next year?
It is. Yes.
Yeah, some people had asked if it was going to be at the end or at the beginning.
Yes, next contract year.
Very.
So, as you know, this prior year we did a 6.5% increase, which was the greatest increase we've had since I've been an employee at Bentonville Schools. And so we're going to follow it up with a second highest. So I'm excited, and there's no question that the staff is worthy, and I'm excited that our assessed value within the district supports that.
Will we ever consider providing the master step to people who have masters outside of education?
No. So I'm so glad you asked that question. We're taking it to the board on April 16th. So that's our recommendation.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
your building principals are the ones that submit PPC names for the stipend part. So this is really just to set up, I keep the list to create a listserv through technology so that she has an idea of who's gonna be here next year. And then that way, should anything change, then she has that list coming into the next year. And then that way, you know, we know who can send out an email in September and everybody is all in the same place. But it is your building principal that will submit for the stipend part of the election. And then if we could have election results by May 10th, that is the Friday before our May meeting. And then that way that gives any changes. If you want to invite, if there's a new rep, they can have the choice to attend the May meeting. So election results by May 10th. And then you can also send those to us as well. Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, if you can have them, go ahead and have them. What we've told principals, if you don't know that position yet, leave it blank, because what happens in our office is we issue a contract that has someone receiving a stipend, then we have to go back in, take that one out, issue another. And so we'd rather just leave it blank and correct one contract. Thank you for bringing that up.
Questions about the elections for this year?
So we do the elections, like we do the nominations and do all that.
You are able to. If your building has a procedure in place, you may already have, your building may have a procedure, but for anybody who's new or anybody who doesn't have a system, you are able to do that if nobody else is already doing it. Absolutely, yeah. I'm sure they would not mind.
And
but
I bet they would say absolutely
yes.
You can do that.
I think so too. Yeah. Anybody else? Okay.
So, Randy,
yes,
I kind of snuck one thing in on the agenda for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I also keep a second. I keep everybody's questions so I know what you know the questions are, but a nice clean agenda. So,
yeah.
Thanks for.
So I put one thing in, and so I think all of you know that there's some DESE rules that just came out over some different laws within LEARN or different areas within LEARNs. And so I added this so we could kind of talk through a few things, and just keep in mind we're just going to share with you what we know. Things are changing daily. And so we just kind of want to share information with you so you kind of have an idea. We don't want you to hear it from somebody else. And so the first thing, if you'll click on that, the first thing I want to talk about is master and lead educator designation.
I think we need access.
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought I gave everybody access. Let's see.
So you don't want 100 emails on the last
one. Thank you. Okay, anyone with links? Okay, now try it. Not have to refresh. Oh, look at all of you populating on there. That's awesome. Okay, so the first thing is Master and Lead Professional Educator Designation. If you're a National Board teacher, you got an email from me this afternoon saying, hey, you can add this designation to your license. Some of you may already have that designation on your license, and I'll send out a follow-up email because I've had a couple of people email back and say, how do I check this? And so you can go to the AILS public site where your license is held and check and see if it's on there. If you'll skip down to what does this look like on an educator license, you can see I've uploaded two there that have it. So Emily Smith has a lead professional educator license, and you'll see where it's just listed right across the top of her license. The next one, if you'll click on that master professional educator, that's Dina Wallace. And so, and you can see it's just listed right across the top, and then it goes down and shows her certification areas. And that's public information. Their license is public information, just like yours is. And so you can go to the AILS website and check that out. And I'll put that link in here in this document as well. So this important? So part of the changes that we're going to talk to you about today is that we are going to have master and lead designated teachers to serve as mentors, to serve as a internship, to have an intern with you, to serve if we have an apprentice. We have two apprentices in the district right now. We do have two master and lead teachers with those apprentices, and those are paraprofessionals that are working on their education degree, and they're in their final 2 years, so they get assigned to a journeyman, and the journeyman has to be a master or lead teacher. It is also going to be that when we have a novice, a provisional license, so we hire someone that comes in from out of state and they're given a provisional license until they get their standard license, or someone that's going through the RPEP program and they're on a provisional until they convert to a standard, they have to have a mentor assigned to them, and that mentor is going to have to be a master or lead designated educator. And so so we really want people to go out and add this when you can. So what does that look like? I've put a graphic there, and if you'll open that graphic, and I believe this graphic came from our co-op, it kind of tells you the different ways that you can achieve this. If you're for master teacher designation, National Board Certified Teachers, Presidential Award, Milken Award, Arkansas Teacher of the Year. All of you have that through that designation and program, with the exception of coaching. And so if you were a National Board Certified Teacher, and the email I sent you talked about a coaching training, a two-day training at the co-op this summer. And so you only have to do a two-day training in order to add this to your license, a master professional educator. Someone else wanting to add this that may have a master's degree but did not do national board, and that is okay, would go through a 6 to 8 day training to add this. Now, we're trying to get more information. We understand that the co-op may be offering that to districts, but we'll be able to get maybe 10 to 12 participants in. Is the only seats that will be allowed at that time. And so we'll share more information about that as it comes out. When you go over to the other side, and that training I just told you about is on the other side, on the lead teacher side, Arkansas Leadership Academy. So Holly and I were visiting earlier, and she went through the Teacher Institute at Arkansas Leadership Academy. And so she has to complete a portfolio in order to add lead teacher designation to her license. And so we hope Holly does that. And
does that count for anybody that's been through Leadership Academy at any?
You will have to check with the department on that, because I know we've had several people go through, but I know they've changed the program a little bit, and so we'll have to check with the department
on
that.
So it's with the, and so, go ahead.
Nope, you're fine. But the NIET was the training that I was talking about that the co-op's going to share this summer, and that's the training that we think is going to be about a 6 to 8 day training that has that coaching piece in it. So those are the different ways. You've got some FAQs down here. 2026 requirement, that's that 26-27 school year that all colleges and universities have to move to a year-long internship. And so no more semester internships, they're moving to a year-long. And then it says who can be a lead teacher, how do you get designated, why do you need this, and then how will the co-op help. And so that's just information for you there. And then the next two links, I'm not going to go through those. You can click on those when you have a chance. Those are the links from DESE's webpage where they talk about master and lead designation. And so, and the application is on there. And so you may say, I've got my national board and I've done coaching training and I've got my certificate. You're golden. You just got to go through and apply through the website, DESE's website. And so that information is there for lead professional and master professional educator. The purpose of this is to allow teachers who don't want to get an admin degree, they want to stay in the building, they want to advance as leaders within the building, and so this is an avenue to do that.
Can I ask?
Yes.
Now, I think this is a better time. So Leadership Academy, you know, for a while it's several days out of the building, and I know we have talked about it before. Mm-hmm. The email actually just came through this week for applications are open now. Can we encourage people to? Because I went and looked, and I thought it might be like a Friday into a Saturday. It's actually like a Wednesday into a Thursday. So it might be at least a day out of the building over six times.
They have said we've asked them mm-hmm. to move more outside the school day during the summer so we can better support that. If they're making those moves, then that will be one thing we'll consider for this.
Yeah. Okay.
And they would need principal approval because
yeah.
principal and superintendent
sign off. This following year it hasn't changed, so are we saying hold off possibly or apply and let people review it? Merit pay.
Okay. Any questions about that designation? And we'll share more information as we learn more and as we learn of trainings, we'll share that. We have asked principals to start thinking about teachers within their building that they would like to see go through this training. And we said we've only, you know, probably only going to have a few spots. So your principal may come to you and say, hey, would you consider this? They may open it up to everybody, but right now we're just trying to navigate the information we've been given and share it with you. And so if you want to add that designation, you can. And we are going to need people to add that designation. We, as far as provisional licensure and novice teachers, so those year one novice teachers, we would need about 100. And we've got about 26 right now that have the designation. And not in every building. And so that's going to limit us on where we can put interns. And it will limit us taking our interns. And that helps us with our recruitment of teachers. And so we want people to be willing to add this if they can.
So can it? And they can be on either side of those, master or lead, to count for mm-hmm. that piece. Okay.
Either side. And Wanda, I didn't send you the National Board email, but you know why.
But you know why.
So when I went through my master's program, ours was a year-long internship. But we went to different schools every 9 weeks. So would it be the same intern the whole time, or would they move to different?
We're not sure schools. How the universities are going to navigate that and what their rules are from the department. Some universities still require that you've got to do a lower grade than an upper grade, like if you're elementary. But we're not sure how they're going to navigate that yet.
I'm on a committee through UCA, their Board of Education, College of Education Board, and they talk about one teacher the whole year, one placement.
For K-12 or just upper?
I think K-12 was the conversation that they had. And they're worried about paying teachers because right now it's $150.
Yeah.
I think is what you get for an intern.
Yeah.
But I think they're throwing around ideas about graduate credit and things like that. So.
Because this is probably different than most of us, because we were in the year long to get our master's.
Yeah.
And a lot of these are not, because it's not going to count towards your master's. It's just the internship, right?
This may fall into the bucket of more to come, but can you say anything about the third grade students who do not meet the reading standards needing a lead or master designated mentor?
Yes, that is another reason that if they're not meeting standards, then we have to place them in a classroom with a teacher that has the designation of lead or master educator. That's what we're sharing right now. Again, those rules are out, and they're just in draft form.
So that component take effect? Like the current third grade students, or second, I suppose, coming up to third grade, does that mean that those teachers need to be in place for next school year?
I think it's once whatever comes out in rules.
Once it's official.
Yeah.
Like once we get that direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else? And we'll continue to share information with you as we get it. Okay, let's kind of skip over to merit pay. And Dr. Jones and I are both going to share this information with you. But we're sharing with you what we know. And again, these rules are not approved, and they do not expect them to be approved by the end of the school year. And so what we know right now is there's four ways you could qualify for merit pay, and this merit pay is from the state. They set aside $10 million for merit pay. And one way is your teacher value-added measure, your TVAM, where you're designated as a high-impact teacher. The second way is a mentor, serving as a year-long mentor. So then you got to have that master lead designation would be the second way. A shortage area, if you're teaching in an area that is a shortage area for licensure, or a geographical shortage area, which we do not qualify for geographical shortage area. And so that's four ways to qualify. There's some stipulations with that. Is you must have an evaluation rating of effective or highly effective. You must show student growth. And so it doesn't necessarily mean your TVAM's that high impact teacher. But these other areas, mentor shortage area, geographical shortage area, if you qualify in one of those, you still have to have the effective, highly effective, and show student growth. And they will pay out this year based on last year's testing, but there will be no roster verification. And then we're going to go through a couple of slides with you, and that's going to kind of let you know what that means. So if you want to, so the draft rules are there. They're linked there. Make sure you can open those. And that's the rules that DESE has out right now. That's in draft form that people are making comments on. They do not expect them to pass this first approval. But click on the presentation. And so this presentation's from DESE. And skip down to slide 3. slide three, it's going to talk about roster verification system, that teachers are going to verify their roster, and our middle level principals are going to be meeting with a member of Desi's team during a Zoom tomorrow to learn how to go through roster verification and look at that. So they're looking for the subject area, grade level tested, where they're making sure that this person that's designated as a high impact teacher was in the areas, the certificate has the testing areas are linked there, and that I think this one is just the qualified, and then the district list comes to make sure they've got their rating, highly effective rating, and student growth. I think that one's later, correct?
Correct.
My understanding.
Yeah. Skip down to slide five. A teacher's growth score is the average of his or her students' growth scores. And so that's linked in that roster verification. It's used to populate the teacher value-added measure. And that commissioner memo there is a good commissioner's memo to pull up and read.
So this year, we haven't done any verification. They're going to give us a list of people, and that's who's eligible for the merit pay. They say that they have properly linked teachers. I suspect we will have to look at that closely for mistakes. And do you want to go on with the teacher? Okay. For this, what we're talking about, verification, it's for this upcoming test and merit pay for next year. And yes, when we start talking about the collaborators, then that will be, if you're not directly connected in these core areas, tested areas, then we will connect you with that roster. Okay? And you linked the rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
Collaborators are listed right there. But if you look at the very last link, if you're a collaborator and you deserve credit for being a collaborator on that, and it's not listed in the rules, it says Desi can add it. So that's one thing we'll have to look at. Yes.
So would that mean they have to prepay it to the rest of that we're not willing
to ever
get a merit
rate? No.
And is it if you're only in tested subjects, like our 12th grade teachers?
So slide six.
Okay, that's yep. Sorry.
Yep. Slide six is grades 3 through 10 ELA, 3 through 8 math, algebra, and geometry, 4 through 8 science and biology.
Okay, and so a lot of this stuff we're hearing that we can't find in the rules. We have heard for this. Someone heard on the webinar that they're only paying out this first year 3 through 8. I haven't been able to verify that through looking at the PowerPoint or the rules. We'll follow up with that. And so whatever we tell you today, keep in mind it could change
mm-hmm.
because they're still figuring out a lot of stuff.
Is the 10 million total over?
Yes. And
all Arkansas, yes. All districts.
But not over time. Do you mean like forever and ever or just this next year?
Yearly?
Every year?
Every year. Just
10 million? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And it won't go very far.
No, it won't.
So they just figure out how many people they have and divide the 10 million.
That's what we can't get. Like, okay. We don't know the formula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see all those criteria. If it's a geographical area that needs teachers, are they going to get more points than
right.
we get?
Right. Like it's not on a, they don't know if it's a weighted scale yet.
Yeah, you can't read the rules until the formula.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is it, you know, the potential contributors, and they're going to go by job codes, and I think that is in the rules.
It's in the rules.
Yeah. That's in the rules, and so you can see the job codes. Highly mobile students are excluded. You'll see that those are excluded. So this is next year's timeline, and for merit pay and roster verification will start taking place for next year, will take place.
This is the work that we're having to do now,
right,
to verify rosters to get paid next year.
Mm-hmm. So that's what the middle level principals are working on tomorrow.
Right.
Anything else on that?
No. We're still figuring out what we have to do
yeah.
here.
Skip down to slide 11. So this is checks again for rostering. This one we were going to talk about.
Okay. So
oh, yeah, we don't have any guidelines on this one either.
That's a key piece. So once we start talking about contributing teachers, we could connect anybody we want, and there's no guideline throughout the state. And you see the problem with that?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to get the department give us guidelines. Special ed makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Tutor, maybe. Well, if I tutor one day a year, am I a contributor, or is it 30 minutes? So we have to have guidelines in order to be equitable about all that. And so there will be the tested category teacher. If you're a contributor as a special ed teacher, it looks like you're going to get an email and verify, yes, I am. But we have to have more information before we get that far. We obviously don't know everything about this, but we wanted to be transparent in sharing what we have. And we're in a learning process on this.
Will we always have access to this slideshow, or is it just?
I mean, it's linked to the agenda, and this is Desi's slideshow.
Okay.
It's not ours, and so, it'll be linked out there to the agenda, and the draft rules are linked out there.
So, because like you said, you guys are figuring that out. Will principals then be our go person for talking to teachers if they're eligible and that part, or will it come from, like, once they have the rules, how will it get filtered out to staff, like through principals probably?
We're going to be super consistent about it. When we get actual rules, we know this is the way it's going to be,
mm-hmm.
then we'll send the message out from over here.
Okay, perfect.
Just so we have consistency
yeah.
for the first year.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because I imagine once this gets shared, you will probably get several questions.
Yeah.
So that way you can have an answer of, you know, we just don't have an answer yet, but when it comes, it will come through here.
Yeah.
And then that way you guys aren't going to get bombarded, hopefully, with. Oh, for like merit pay.
Do, but if you look on, I worry about that too, and you look in the rules, there's something about a report, and that's where I worry. We have no plans on rewarding the merit pay that way. I question how much money, if any money, ever comes back to the district. We do not have a merit plan in place from the district, only what the state is forcing us to distribute. And so we don't plan to highly publicize that. However, I have the same concern you do.
Does it seem
teacher,
like it'll be?
Teacher, high impact teachers across the state.
Almost like the state required information. Is that going to be included
know,
in that?
But there was one report. See where the problem is. Yeah. You could be. It's a hot mess.
Yeah.
But we will work through it, and we'll do our very best to make sure that we're fair.
I'll say, I think we've gotten a lot better at trying to link the current legislation, just because legislation has come out so fast in the last couple of years. And you guys are a really great group at reading the things that are coming out. So I think I would just, at this point, with what we know, just read what's there, and then that way, as more information comes in, you can be processing, like, okay, this is where we were, now we know this, and then that just helps you better kind of answer those questions. I mean, I don't think we've been in a spot before where we've had such a literate group when it comes to legislation, and you guys are really good about that part. So I think for what we know, we read and just try to see what is out there, and then take what they give us, you know, in the next couple of months and next
okay.
year.
So right now we were closely commenting on 5 different rules here. I'm told there are 76 more coming from Arkansas Learns.
Yeah.
And it's taken days to really comment on it because it's so complex. And every word, an and an or, matters. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
We can share. We'll put the link to the drafts that we have. This link to your agenda, and you can read this. The answers on that particular question are within that right to read. And we could spend a whole an hour on right to read and the third graders being retained and all the good cause exemptions on that and the reality of that. Likely, when we have good answers, then we'll have some little meetings. If they want to.
Yeah.
You can't put this in the email that people can explain.
Is the 76 that you're talking about, is it solely for the merit pay and lead teacher, or is it several?
All of
it's
it.
All education-related
in
legislation.
The
mm-hmm.
Everywhere through Learns where it
where
said
it
the department will
right.
establish rules.
So will this be all of the pieces that are left? Like, after they get through this part, will all of the rules be out concerning Learns? Does that make sense?
No.
Well, nope, not
it
there yet.
It will take years to get 76 rules out.
Okay.
And we'll have legislative sessions
in between
that time.
Them. Uh-huh. Yes. So when is this set to go?
Different times.
Okay. Days. On different days.
There are, let's see.
And I put a link, I've made a number 7 and put current draft rules, and so that's a folder, that's Dr. Jones's PDF folder that has all of those drafts in there right now.
Yeah. The commissioner's memo usually does a really great job of sending what's being current and what's going through legislation, so that's a good read.
Draft, it has different dates. April 17th, April 27th, they vary.
Okay.
So just look at that.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate the heads up. I know that.
I think the most important thing to hear today is if you're a National Board Certified teacher, work to get the 2 days coaching training to get that on your license. That's important. And then we are working because we have limited spots. To try to get people certified in lead or master teacher. We'll pay attention to the Arkansas Leadership Academy. We're going to give teachers the opportunity. However, it has to be a targeted support. Those that need to be mentor teachers need to be certified first. And we have over a year to do this. So it's not immediate. We still have time.
Are there any other? Yes, please.
Since we only got 4 minutes.
You sure can. number impacted is very small compared to the impact that a raise would have on the district as a whole. So when they weigh those two, because that's always been the typical conversation too, is like, well, we're talking about 10 teachers versus the staff as a whole. I can give a room of, we'd like to know the why. Yeah, so thank you. Totally good. Okay. Right, still, it's just 4:29. Is there any other questions or anything before we adjourn? And we are still, I think, at a hold on calendar for the 25-26. So we are still good on that one. Okay. Haley. All right. We will see you in May.